Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome, Real Ass Podcast. It's a Friday, ending your week right. We ain't fucking around. International superstar Zach D'Amico coming in hot,
like a sexy gay fucking cupcake factory worker.
I'll take it.
I love you.
You just see the glove go by on the conveyor belt.
Oh yeah. Welcome to Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez, international superstar Zach D'Amico, and as always, here to celebrate white culture with two white male guests. Ladies and gentlemen, very happy to have back on the show. You guys might know him from his very popular podcast. Now that Justin Silver has left, very popular and well-respected podcast. No disrespect.
That's the
right
trajectory,
here,
by the way.
On the Gas Digital Network. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one, the only Mike Vecchione.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. Yay. I'll cheer for you.
Oh, man. Thank you. I thought there was usually horns on my podcast.
And ladies, well, you know what? We do have some stuff. We could fucking...
Don't do a late soundboard. No one wants a late soundboard.
There's no sound coming out, Shannon. That's a real problem. It's a real problem. No sound coming out of my soundboard. Also, his roommate is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. It's crazy that that's still the case. I want to get into that. That's going to be the whole show today.
The guy that takes out the trash, baby.
You guys might know him from The Bonfire on SiriusXM, Sixth and Jump podcast, available everywhere you can find podcasts, and his brand new special, HBO, on HBO, Son of a Gary, is out now as an album as well. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Dan Soder.
Yeah.
Dan Soder.
Just back together, dude. The only time I see Lewis is on air now. This is strange.
Well, it's sort of like
our whole
Jersey.
Friendship exists publicly.
He went to Jersey.
So did I.
You went to Jersey?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, dude. I fucking texted you that.
You live in Jersey?
Yes.
No.
I was like, dude, let's hang out.
When did you text me that you moved to Jersey?
The day you moved into your house.
You guys aren't roommates anymore?
No, we are still. I have a property in Queens.
No. It's a summer home.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
York
he camp. Comes on vacation.
No, I still have my
You and
my
your
room.
Chick moved in
I moved into my chick's place. And,
in Jersey.
Yeah. And
we're
then,
in Jersey.
Hoboken.
Hoboken.
I fucking texted. Oh, I'm going to show
what?
You the text.
No.
This makes me so
no,
mad.
Let me say. I don't have a text from you.
Yes, you do. And
get
I go, dude, I'm in Jersey. How far away are you? And you're like, bleh.
I don't even say what town. I'm surprised you said what town he's in. I don't say what town I'm in.
I'll tell you exactly where you are.
Do not tell what town I'm in.
I said, where in Jersey are you moving again? It's August 4th, Tuesday at 10:40 a.m. Where in Jersey are you moving again? Wanted to see how close it is to where I'm staying. You said, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I said, sounds made up. And you said, rah, rah, rah. And I said, Hug City. And you said, are we just making up
well,
places?
Well, no, I just made up. The second one was made up.
Oh, okay.
Bakerstown.
Yeah, he said Bakerstown. And I wrote, Hug City. Are we just making up places? It said Kissyville. And then nothing.
Okay, so can
and
I say.
And then the next thing, you said, hey, dude, are you around at 9 for 20 minutes for my OnlyFans?
This is you, actually. This is you. Can I tell you why it's on you? Can I tell you why?
Yeah, I would love to know why it's on me.
Because you're writing.
I am.
You need to assume that I'm not going to read your second sentence. That's basically a paragraph.
That's a tag, dude.
You need to, in the first sentence, all of your information needs to be contained.
Fuck you. You're not the premier of a fucking.
Where in Jersey
though.
Are you moving again? Blah, blah. I say that, right? And I answer the question, but
Lewis,
there was another sentence.
Did you just
sentence.
Promote setups only?
It's setups only. What is this?
That's actually a great name for my special. I'm going to rename my first special setup.
Just put it out? Dude, that's what I'm doing. I put out my HBO specials on an album. What a fucking cheap move.
So you live with your chick in Jersey.
I have since March.
You live with your chick in Jersey.
You live with your chick in Jersey.
You live with your chick in Jersey.
Still doesn't work.
It doesn't work, you pig.
I go and stay with, man, are you just excited to fuck up Harrington, Dylan?
A little bit, yeah.
Don't get him talking. People are not happy with him talking.
Why not?
Do you guys hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't hear me in my headphones.
You don't hear it?
No.
You don't have a snare?
No, I got nothing.
Are you, can you do me a favor, Dylan? Instead of pointing at the volume button and making a cunty face being like, it's the volume, just do it and go.
Oh, how man.
Dylan looks like a wrestler cutting weight.
Yeah.
The problem is, we see here's Dylan doesn't understand.
Or Pete Davidson hiding.
The job of a producer is to make the hosts and the performers look like fucking gods.
Man, if you were like Eddie Van Halen, you know?
I wish he was.
I mean, he'd be dead. Thank God. And he would have tongue.
Boom, shakalaka!
You would have loud, tongue, you fucking asshole. Too fucking loud.
Also, the tongue boom, cancer would have helped. If you were like a rock star.
Yeah, tongue cancer?
Yeah, dude. For, that's what dude, got him.
Throat,
totally
throat cancer.
Getting throat and tongue cancer. All the pussy man. That I fucking lick.
Well, dude, stop going love, to puss buffets.
Dude, I love licking puss.
You just lick. You're a lick a lot of puss.
Lick it a lot. There's no girl that I've ever not been with.
That you haven't ate her pussy.
Not without her being like, I do not like that. Please do not.
So any girl that you'll just give head immediately.
I give
head. Oh man, dude, if you were a chick, you'd be such a fat pig. You would just be like,
I'll blow you. I don't know. Don't hit me in the face this time.
Dude, you just stay.
I'm a fucking pig, dude. I'm a slutty little slut.
Your stripper could name would be Validation.
Yeah. Hey everyone, it's Validation. She will blow you in the champagne room. Have you ever do you think you could trace where your throat cancer would come from? Which puss? Are there any, like, do you have, like, a FBI's most wanted list of dirty pusses you've ate?
Oh, that's a great bit. We should name names and actually make a list
of, like, the dirtiest.
Of the dirtiest pussies we know.
Because you're a muncher.
I'm a muncher.
Let's get your munch list.
Is there ever a girl that I've not gone? I'm trying to think of, like, a girl that I was like, no. Because I almost feel like if I'm going to fuck her, like, I've already made the decision to jump in.
I feel like Vecchio.
Yeah, but you'll wear a condom, though, right?
What?
For the fans.
No.
What?
Fuck the fans. They want a real ass dude. They want to know how careless he's being.
I wear them on my fingers.
Yeah.
I'm coming in.
Oh, the balloon monsters are coming for you.
Oh, my dick's inside. It's just a distraction.
Oh, it feels so good and I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Vecchione will only eat pussy after an official sit down, like an Italian mafia.
Yeah. He's got to have some bread.
There's negotiations involved.
We got to talk about it. We could talk through your HPV.
Yeah. Vecchione always calls her pussy the friend. He goes, now your friend. Am I going to go in there and munch this friend? Is this friend going to get wet when I put tongue to it?
Have a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, yeah. Some basil.
Oh my God, your pussy's like a good pasta fagioli. Dude, you've eaten pussy with every girl that has not specifically told you to stop.
Nah, I'm trying to think if I, because it turns me on. Lady, can I get some sexy music, Shannon, please?
Can I get some sexy music?
Talk to the ladies? Can I talk to the ladies right now? There's a lot of women out there.
Gentlemen, can you leave the room? Ladies, can I just talk to you?
Yeah, all the guys, put your headphones down just for a second. This is just for the girls. It turns me on to eat that pussy.
Yeah, you've already established that. You don't have to say it with music.
Well, I'm not trying to say it like, oh, I want to pleasure this bitch. That's inconsequential.
Oh, it's all selfish.
It's all I love to eat pussy.
Yeah, but just like, is that the first thing you want to do? If a girl told you, you know, let's say you meet a girl at a just a random show and you take her back to the hotel. If she's like, you can only eat my pussy. Are you cool with that?
Fans only.
At that point, I'm looking up going, no, 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 no.
Yeah. She's going, whoa, you got it.
Oh, do
there.
You think you eat her pussy and then talk her into... If she goes, only eat my pussy.
Only. I had that one time. Have you ever had that where a girl asked you for head?
Yeah, dude. And then I did it and I beat off while I was doing it and I completely changed when I came.
What do you mean?
I was super into it. I actually met the girl at Eastville and then we're hanging out.
And she was like, I'm going to just let you give me head.
She was so hot.
Flat face, big mouth motherfucker.
You put that fucking Easter Island head right in this puss.
And I went, it's like my pussy was smashed with a frying pan.
I went, okay, I have puppet face. Ready to get some ventriloquist puppet? But she was like on her bed. She was in this apartment in the West Village.
Hold on, Shannon, can we get some sexy music? This is
sexy.
This is fucking sexy.
Can you slow it down a little bit there?
Yeah, damn, relax. You're getting excited.
Hold
doggy.
On, guys. Let me turn down the speed. Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
So start with the sexiest part. I was working Eastville.
Marco wasn't paying. And I was doing 3 hours of comedy. Not making a dime.
In fact, it was right before he said, Dan, you'll never amount to anything.
It was right before he told me I'm not a caliber of comedian to get weekend pay in New York City, which is an actual quote. Then I met this fine, thick-legged woman.
Thick legs.
She was built. Built.
She was built.
She was built.
Like a football player.
Just stacked.
Big titties, big ass, big, strong fucking thighs.
Good base.
Great base. Almost, honestly, I couldn't crack block her. If I tried to crack block her, I think she would just know I was there and just keep fucking reading the play. So
crack block.
So I, do you know what a crack block is?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you don't. You have no idea.
I'm a man.
I forgot that you're a man that doesn't know sports.
She's a white chick.
Yes. Ooh. Very white.
Thick white. That's not good. When you're thick, you're like, all right, she's black, Puerto Rican. Like, yeah. If it's a white chick, she's just a fat, dumpy bitch.
Dude, no.
Midwest.
Thick white chicks are bananas. You got a small window just to get the best product possible because it's going to get mushy.
Yeah,
it's going to get real mushy, buddy.
Yeah, it's like, it's too green and stiff for.
Well, that's when they're young.
Yeah. You gotta keep them in a paper bag on the counter.
I do plastic just so I could see them age.
Then they got from 19 to 22, they're nice, bright, and yellow.
Woo, and then it gets brown and mushy.
Spots start showing up.
Sometimes you open it and you don't think there's going to be a big brown spot, and then you go, this whole thing is shot.
And then they're like, no, if you eat it, it's actually healthier.
Yeah, it's actually something. Better. I'll say it's better.
There's more potassium.
Oh, shut up. Your first husband got all the best parts.
Now I just have an apartment full of fruit flies. Yeah.
So we go back to her apartment. Shannon, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I lay it down. Actually, what she says is,
okay, but like, you can only eat my pussy.
And I was like, yeah.
She said you could just eat my pussy.
Yeah, she was like, I just don't really know you. And blah, blah, blah. And we were kissing and touching and rubbing.
Yeah. I looked at your fingers. You see me look at your fingers just now?
I was like,
hell yeah.
And then I ate her pussy, and she was on the edge of a futon. It was classy.
Right.
And I was going at it, but then I started jerking off. She's like, yeah, you should jerk off. That's hot. And then I came. And my whole mood changed.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what am I doing?
What the fuck?
I was just a face full of puss.
I'm on my hands and knees on this dirty floor with this fat woman.
I got a Best Buy receipt stuck to me because of my own cum.
It's a fucking futon. If you have a futon, you're poor. There's just no other way about it. Yeah.
I had a futon for years. It's great. It's like if she's upright, you know, and then she consents, it goes right back.
Yeah.
Down.
I was waiting for the click back. I was waiting for her to hit the side of the seat and just go, all right, let's. And then that was it. And then we like never hooked up again.
That was it. Just one time.
One time. And I just ate her puss. Have you ever, you've done that? You have.
What about you guys? I had
a girl call me on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Years when I was in college. I lived on 9th. She goes, I'm on St. Mark's. Can I come upstairs?
Yeah.
Amelia comes up, gets naked.
Like dropped like in the doorway, drops the clothes, or
and
kind
comes
of like
into my bedroom.
Walking to the bed and removing That's clothes.
And she was like a fa-fa-fa goth, so it was like 8 different layers.
Yeah, she was
and like 3 different kinds of underwear.
She was a Russian tea doll.
Just kept coming. Eat her pussy. Go to take a piss.
Yeah.
Come back. Clothes on, coats on phone with her mom going to the train.
Oh, that lady's a boss. She's just checking in. She goes, did the Sanderson deal go through? Okay, Zach, thank you for that.
That's like the type of chick who describes it as nutting.
Yeah.
You ever meet a
chick
who describes it as nutting? She's like, oh, I nutted.
You're
like,
no.
But beast. Is that the discipline? Is the discipline to get her as close as possible and then just stop?
Whoa.
And then check in again?
You want to be an edgelord?
Yeah.
I get that.
Is that the
fucking sting over here?
Yeah. Jesus just do Christ. Fucking 3-hour tantric. I only eat on Tuesdays, Mike Vecchione.
So I had one time. Yeah, one time. It was when
one time.
That's what the Fuji song was about.
Down, down, down.
Eating that pussy just and so. No, she was friends with Martin. Remember Martin who used to sell tickets?
Yeah, I love Martin.
So this was at a time when I was still I was still selling tickets, but like secretly. Like I was doing comedy, but I was too far. Like Legion of Skanks probably hadn't started yet.
It hadn't started. I know. I think I know what you're talking about. Or if not, I have another story of the same.
Maybe there's another story. Yeah, yeah.
About you.
Great.
What was
sure.
the club? What was the club where you had the show?
Dylan's.
Dylan's. Oh, Dylan's. No. It was that club that went out of business.
Laugh Lounge?
Yeah, CDs, Laugh Lounge.
Laugh Lounge. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was Poster Dog before stand-up, New York.
Yes.
Those are the good old days. So, but this was after I was done running street teams, and I had given Poster Dog to Martin.
Stopped wearing your Columbine jacket at that point?
Yeah, and what I was doing, though, is like I would get a job. I think I had even taken a job at a gym at that point, but I would still like to make quick cash. I was still good at selling comedy club tickets. So if you guys don't know, I don't really talk about selling tickets that much on the show anymore, but what I used to do, I used to run street teams that we didn't bark, which was trying to get people into comedy shows. What we would do is we would go around Times Square, various areas in New York City, college campuses, and we would try to sell tickets essentially for $5 a pop to go to see a comedy show. There's still a 2-drink minimum, but you try to sell 4 tickets for $20. You get a bunch of friends in. And that was what I ran business for years doing that. That's how I met all the comedians that I know.
You built a great show.
And I started producing these shows. And it was always packed out with audience members that were excited to be there. It was cool. Very, very cool. But at that point, I'd quit doing that. I was doing comedy. I was already with Beatrice, and but I would still, like, if I needed $100, I could go out in like a couple hours and get $100 selling comedy club tickets. So
yeah, this was when we were starting to do You Know What, Dude, but Legion of Skanks hadn't started.
Yeah, probably around that time, right? So, you know, but I was like, I'd be embarrassed if people like saw me doing it, right? So, but this one chick who knew Martin, I guess she was trying to sell tickets for Martin or whatever, and she was sort of being flirty with me. So then we should go fuck in a stairwell.
Oh, wow.
Because that used to be my game, was fucking chicks. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. If there's a fire in the building, go to the stairwell.
On West 30th Street, there was a...
Oh, I hope someone does a Louis J. Gomez tour of Manhattan.
Oh, dude.
And you just do the, you know how like those Sex and the City tours, but it's for Louis? And you go, everyone, you have Martin leading
that's
the tour.
That's a fucking brilliant idea. I'm not even kidding, dude. I will lead my own Louis J. Gomez Legion of Skanks tour, and I will sell tickets for this. This is the best idea.
Stairwell where
I've never been more excited about anything in my entire life. This was CB's comedy club.
I'm drooling because it made me laugh so hard thinking of you going, one time, Sport tried to attack a guy here, and I had to tell him if he looked at me, I'd fuck his shit up. Dude, a Louis J. Gomez
Louis J. Gomez tour hosted by the Legion of Skanks
And Shane and I,
the best.
I mean, I would come along.
Oh, 100%.
I would just go for the walking tour.
This is happening, guys. Get your tickets very, very soon.
I think it should be a part of Skankfest.
I love it.
An early Skankfest thing where you can go on a walking tour.
I love it.
Also,
so this girl, I was like, yeah, we should go fuck in the stairwell. It was a music building on West 38th Street. Thank you, Shannon.
Oh, Shannon, nailed
music
it. Too. You nailed it right. It actually went up as... She got it so perfectly, my dick kind of moved because it got erotic that you were like... Oh, we were on this stair. I was like, ooh, all right, we're back in it.
So then she was like, all right, I'm not going to fuck you. I'll let you eat my pussy.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. And then I fucking got on my knees. I put her up on it like 2 or 3 steps because we were in a stairwell. So she was like 2 or 3 stairs above me. One leg up. It's fucking from... I didn't even know this girl.
And just eating puss from behind?
Eating puss. Then I fucking... Then I convinced her. I was like, you don't want me to just eat your puss. You want... You
gave her a test drive. Your car handles well, doesn't it?
Yeah. He upsold her.
Yeah. He goes, full size? And she goes, I think we can do intermediate.
Yeah. So then we ended up having sex. So I didn't just eat her vagina.
Condom or no condom in that stairwell?
No condom.
Damn.
Wow.
No God.
Do you have that conversation? We're already in a stairwell.
Yeah.
You don't need to use a condom.
Clearly, you don't care about safety. I'm a stranger and we're in a stairwell.
It was a problem. No. It wasn't.
Man, I remember I don't know if you want me to tell the story.
If it can get me in trouble at one point, then no, don't tell the story.
I don't know if it'd get you in trouble.
Then no, don't tell the story. You don't know. Tell me in my ear. Come tell me my ear. Come here. I'll tell you. I haven't raped anybody. This sounds really bad, Dan. Can you please, like, why?
I know.
People have different morals, so Dan probably would want
to. No, but what could possibly get Lewis in trouble?
He has to have the dates in order. So if they've established a timeline, the timeline needs to be.
I understand now. I understand why.
Yeah. Oh,
you know
timeline,
how, like, every time any comic tells a story about sex, it's always from 10 years ago before we all met, but somehow we're all together in the story. Yeah.
And then it's like, it definitely was a way different time then, and I'm a much better person now.
So we were celebrating Trump's presidency. I mean,
so this girl's talking about dick, and I'm taking a video on my iPhone 10.
Yeah. That was the day they were putting McCain in the dirt, and I was feeling Randy.
Go ahead. You can say it. I don't remember this.
You don't
want to hear about this.
So the Poster Dog shows used to go, what we were kind of talking about, it's same time period, a little bit before that happened, because this is when Lewis was still selling tickets running Poster Dog shows. Stand Up New York, RIP Rick, the bartender, would just get his fucking blackout drunk.
We literally talked about Rick on Wednesday.
I fucking love Rick.
Yeah, Rick's the man.
He was the man. So he would get his blackout drunk.
I mean, black. We at Stand Up New York, people don't understand, like, when I came into comedy, it was different.
Yeah.
It was like we treated it and we were nobodies. I'm a nobody now.
I was,
okay?
Yeah.
But we were legitimate nobodies.
Dude, Lewis, you gave me my first real guest spot at Stand Up New York. Was on a poster dog show because I was doing check spots there. And you're like, do you want to do a guest spot? And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
However, the management and staff had this sort of thing where they just sort of treated you like you were a rock star.
Always.
Like the bartenders, you were always drinking.
Right, right.
They would encourage you to go fuck chicks in the bathroom, go downstairs, do blow. The way I think of Stand Up New York, I imagine is how, who's the guy who died on the Sunset Strip?
River Phoenix?
Yeah, for the Viper Room.
Yeah.
That's how Stand Up New York was for us when we were open micers. It was awesome.
I remember after doing like maybe two open mics there, Rick and Justin would just give me free booze all the time. Just give me a solo cup and they'd pour me whiskey and then give me Budweiser's. It was the fucking best. So Lewis's show, this is when I first started hanging out with like Lewis, Dave, Jay, Vecchione, Nate. Yeah. Like this is when I'm first getting introduced to everyone, Justin Silver. And
also underrated person to drink with, Nate.
Nate's so fun. This is Red State Nate.
Oh my
when
God.
He's like, doesn't even think about stopping drinking. This is when Nate's like, oh, you won't drink beers and talk football till 5 a.m? He was way on board. So what Stand Up New York used to be the second best club in New York City behind the Cellar. And I would say it was like the Cellar was 1A, Stand Up New York was 1B.
Yeah.
Because Wayne was booking it. Insanely. It was either Patrice, Attell, or Big J when he first started headlining.
Closing every weekend.
Right. You get one of those three every weekend closing every show. So you just go watch Patrice or whatever.
Yeah, and it's also like Wayne had the wherewithal to like, this is how I met Ari. Like Ari would come into town and Wayne was like, oh, this guy is great.
Right.
And you know, me, Dave Smith and Ari, years before we became friends, went out to a diner and just fucking talked shit. And like, this is me and Dave, we were roommates when we were 19 years old, me and Dave, 19, 20 years old. And we lived around the corner from a Blockbuster Video. That's how we fell in love with the UFC. We would rent all like the UFC best knockout tapes.
Yeah.
But we also rented National Lampoon's, one of their tapes. And that's where we were introduced to Ari, which was The Amazing Racist.
Yeah.
So we were fans of Ari's shit before we ever met him. And when he came to Stand Up New York and he was like, no-name comic. This is, you know, 12 years ago. He had no name at all. This is before the Rogan Mencia thing. This is when Ari was like a young opener.
Actually, at that time, he was known for the Rogan Mencia thing. I think that was the biggest thing.
It was going on right there where it was the example.
Mencia stole his joke.
Yeah.
He was the example of, that was the example that Rogan was using.
Exactly.
Like, Mencia stole this guy's joke.
But that was like, it was so funny.
Who's going to build it?
Yeah.
But anyway, so Stand Up New York, Wayne did have, for as much of a fucking psycho and a fucking lunatic as Wayne is, he did have an insight with good comedy, and he knew, he just did know good comedy, had good taste.
I used to sit at the bar and just shut the fuck up, because like Patrice would be there or whatever, so I'd just sit there and drink and not talk to anybody. And I just remember one time Patrice is sitting there, and Wayne's like, Wayne was managing Patrice, and he's like yelling at Patrice, you know? Or he's like, you know, Patrice, pal, buddy, you got to do this. And like yelling at him, and he walks downstairs to go to his office, and someone goes, Patrice, are you going to do that? He goes, man, I don't listen to anything that goofy fruit says. I just remember him not even fucking blunt. But so anyways, the shows used to be sold out. Like you couldn't get into a Stand Up New York show on a weekend.
Yeah.
Specifically Friday, Saturday, the 8 o'clock, the 10 o'clock.
Seinfeld would come in regularly.
It was
Robin
crazy.
Williams, Chris Rock, they would just Chappelle. I worked the club, so I was producing about 6 shows a week at the club. I was producing
Sundays?
Late shows.
Sundays.
You were doing Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. I was doing Friday, Saturday, late night. Oh, that's right. At that point, I was doing 4 shows a week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, late, and Sundays were my
shows.
Right,
yes.
But
the vibe was like hang out all night.
The vibe was also.
It wasn't like go home ever. It was like let's drink, hang out all night.
Up. It's so funny to think like nobody acts that way anymore.
Yeah.
It was like an environment that today would be meant for multiple people to be going down.
Yeah. I mean, it would take out everyone around it. It'd be a fucking nuke blast.
But for like this isn't that long ago.
No, it's 2008, 2007, 2008.
Yeah, it's like 12, 13 years ago, I'd say.
So the shows used to be packed and we'd be getting fucked up after, you know, I'd do my 10 o'clock check spot. Get a guest spot on Poster Dog.
The late show,
So I'd just get fucked up. So I'd just be like, either going outside smoking weed with Jay, coming in,
and
doing
that late
shots.
Show, you gotta understand, like, everyone was Young Bucks, but it was like Soder, Nate, Vecchione, DeRosa, Kurt, Big J.
Yeah.
Side story for this is one of my favorite Nate moments was this is when I first started hanging out with Nate, and he loves college football, and I love college football, and I was like, hey, we should go to Georgia, Florida. You know, it's like a big game. And he's like, right, it's in Jacksonville. And I go, yeah. He goes, oh, I don't know if I can afford a plane ticket. And I go, just drive? And he goes, you want to drive to Jacksonville? And I go, what is that, like 6 hours? And Nate goes, what? He goes, you think like 6 hours? How dumb are you? He goes, do you know how far away Florida is? And I was like, is it not 6 hours? And I swear to God, they had that big curtain, the big thick curtain at Stand Up New York. Yeah. That was what separated the showroom from the bar. I go outside to smoke a cigarette with you and Dave. And I come back in, Nate's on stage, and I open the curtain, and Nate goes, that's the guy. He said Florida's 6 hours away. He's just on stage, that's killing it, talking about how dumb I am. And he's like, yeah, that's him. He doesn't know how far away Florida is.
That's the guy.
Yeah, he just fucking walked in and he nailed me. I'm like, oh, fuck you, dude.
That's so funny.
So we used to just party and get fucked up. And one night, everyone's like, where's Lewis? Where's Lewis? And there was like this group of girls that were hanging out that were super hot.
Hell yeah.
But there was one girl that was like crazy body, like crazy insane body. Yeah. Weird face.
Probably.
I would almost say like a pterodactyl. Like the way, like there was this long nose.
Was she trying to scare Beetlejuice out of her house?
Yeah. Didn't work. He's still there. She had one of those, it was when flat bills were really popular, like flat bill hat with like this like weird design on it. And shoot, they're all from Miami.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about now.
Yeah.
I remember exactly. Okay.
Continue. Yeah. But Lewis, like these girls are upstairs and Jay's talking to them and we're outside and it's like me, Jay, and Dave. And
it's so funny. It's as soon as you said that, because it's like the what was the brand of hat?
It was like a heart, not like Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy.
It was an Ed Hardy hat. It was actually. Yeah, it was so we're like
this bitch was a fucking like a Coke whore in an Ed Hardy hat.
Yes, that's exactly what she is. And she had incredible legs and wore these like really like her legs. I just remember being like, God damn,
yeah,
they're all shiny. She had high heels, and I was like, damn. But then she was just,
I was like, I gotta get in them with my mouth.
So Jay and Dave and everyone's outside with their friends, and we're all like, where's Lewis? And we start doing that because we're like, where the fuck is Lewis?
They start counting the girls.
Dude. And then they're like, where's our friend? And all of a sudden, Lewis comes up the back hallway, you know, the back entrance to the bar. Lewis comes out, and he's like, kind of shy, and I'm like, Lewis, where were you? And he's like, don't worry about it, doggy. And he just goes outside, and he's just like hanging out, and they're like, all right, and they like talk or whatever. And then Jay's like, Lewis, where'd you go? And Lewis goes, I paid $50 to eat that chick's pussy, and she just let me. And we're all like, you just ate her pussy? And he goes, yeah. And I just remember I go, you paid? And Nate goes, yeah, it seems a little weird. We're all like blown away because Lewis was like, nah, it's a transaction. You pay money and you eat this woman's pussy. Yeah, I remember that. That was one of my favorite moments.
In the stairwell?
No, in the bathroom downstairs. Remember when you go downstairs, it was like the men's bathroom?
Multiple bathrooms.
Yeah, so he went to the bathroom.
Jay's impression of me used to be like, hey, can I eat your pussy?
Do you remember that? Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember it? Like, because it was criminal thing that I would do.
Oh, yeah.
just ask strangers to eat their pussy.
Have you ever ate a woman's pussy?
I might have eaten pussies more than I'm thinking about, because that was Jay's impression of me for years. I'm thinking about it now. I was like, that came from somewhere, right?
That comes from a real place.
Did I block me being a habitual pussy eater out from like my memory? I don't remember.
The name of this episode is not habitual pussy eater.
Yeah, habitual. No, I think the name of the episode should be Stairmaster. He pussy in stairwells.
But Lewis, my question to you is, have you ever ate a woman's pussy that like she's like, no, like not into it, and then you do it and then she's just like crazy about
you? Have I ever raped a woman? No.
No, not rape. Jesus Christ. Why do you go there?
Well, I mean, that's what it is.
No, it's not at all.
No. And then I like pry my tongue between her legs.
No, fucking get it. My question is, if she's like, if she's not into it, if you're like, can I eat your pussy? And she's like, I guess. And then you do it, and she's like, whoa!
No, because if a girl's not into it, it's because she's typically, I think, self-conscious.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's, which I get. Yeah. Like, I won't let a girl eat my ass. Yeah. So I'm assuming that some girls, they think that their pussies are disgusting.
That's the reason I wouldn't let a woman eat my ass, is because it is a wreck.
Yeah. And I, by the way, I've had my ass eaten. I've had girls being like, no, I'm eating your ass.
Really? Mm. And they just push your big thighs back. Nom, 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 nom. Oh, now the hunter has become the hunted.
Lewis, how exactly did they do it? No. Excuse me. I am eating your ass.
Time out, mister. I'm eating your butt. You roll back. I'm going to eat your butt, mister.
Yeah.
Man.
I've had girls be like, I'm eating your ass. That's that. And it feels ridiculously good. Have you ever had your ass eaten?
Yes. And it is great.
It's crazy.
It's like using wipes for the first time.
But
like,
I just...
Whoa,
I feel,
whoa,
I can't,
what is that?
I have to have so little respect for this woman.
Yeah.
Like,
what's the first thing you say afterwards? Like, well, we're not getting married.
Yeah.
this is pretty much over.
I asked, I go, did it taste metallic? I'm a hypochondriac. You
well,
have to
the
tell
other
me.
Problem
did it taste
is
metallic?
That,
like,
tell me what I ate.
What did I eat? Was there anything? Could you feel anything on your tongue?
You're not going to come from them eating your ass. I don't think so anyway. So it's like, it's not like you get the feeling of like you come and then afterwards you're like, oh.
Well, I didn't get my butt sucked. I just got a quick lapping, you know, like, and I was like, woo, all right, let's go upstairs. All right, back to the issue. All right, well, we just established where the ocean floor is.
Dude, I remember on Shiprocked a few years
ago. Oh, man, you must have just been sucking.
We talked up on Shiprocked about this week on Skanks. You listen to Skanks, because we talk about Boat Lewis. Boat Lewis is another... I'm
International Waters Lewis,
dude,
is a big Lewis,
maritime law.
Lewis at
maritime
sea.
Maritime Lewis.
I'm on the hunt, and if you want to fuck me, it's... I mean, I'm the easiest person in the world at sea.
I get that, because when I went on
ladies,
the Joker's cruise, I got that. You get boat horny.
You get boat. You're just like, dude, we're on a boat.
Never locked in.
Come on. There's old ladies everywhere. They're all horny.
Oh, let me bust your hip.
Dude, we did one. Vecchione, I guess it was Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, it was Impractical Jokers.
Dude, Vecchione was next door to me.
Yeah. So you got to hear
his... Dude, the pleasure that Mike Vecchione was causing this woman it sounded like it was like a fake, like out of a movie. Like, just smacking the walls, dude. Yeah. Vecchione, he lays down some thick dick.
You're talking to a guy that has shared a wall with him for 9.5 years. And I've always said it just sounds like he's running a pleasure clinic, or it sounds like two Terminators fighting. Sounds like that. Fucking throw each other in the walls.
You bitch slap rapping and your cocaine tongue. Nothing.
Shit's come through, and then the girl molds through a hole in the wall and becomes a person.
Like, what time is it? And then a hand comes through the wall and you read the watch.
Dude, I told Jay one time on a bonfire, it was like a fight in Commando where they just come through the wall and you're like, Because Vecchione and I had a roommate named Handsome Pete, and when he fucked, it always sounded.
I remember Handsome Pete.
Yeah, you remember Handsome Pete. He always sounded like he just hung a picture or a TV and was proud of it. So every time he fucked, it was like,
yeah,
that's what you heard. Yeah. But Vecchione's is like, whoosh, whoosh, and then Vecchione's for him, it must sound
like two Terminators fighting. It's so funny.
For me, it sounds like a hippo waking up. That's what he hears out of my bedroom. It's like a girl moan, and then me be like, I'm just sonic booming it.
I mean, how athletic are you getting, Mike? If I tell, dude, I'm gonna tell you right now, like, I never heard anything like it. It was wild.
It's crazy.
If I was him, I would have been embarrassed. I'm like, listen, you got to be quiet.
Can I tell you?
This is like,
who says be embarrassed?
I would be embarrassed. No. It was fucking crazy.
I ate a
hooker's pussy for $50 in a bathroom at a fucking D-list comedy club. I would be embarrassed if I was pleasuring a woman that much. I'm like, you got to stop.
Yeah, I would. I think I'm too insecure for that, where I'd be like, are you really mean this?
Are you fucking with me right now? Is there cameras?
Are you selling this?
It was the Impractical Jokers, because maybe it was a prank they were playing on you.
I would have been down with it. I've been like, that's
it was
actually
Sal.
Okay.
Okay, now say you're making me come. It shows all the guys. And they're like, now say, okay, Stallion, I'm going to come again. And they're just laughing. Yeah, but I feel like that too much reaction is like, you know when they whip Ric Flair into the corner and then he goes over the ropes?
Yeah,
and he falls down. Silly. Yeah, you go, all right, you're just being silly. This isn't even. You're not even trying.
Yeah.
Boat horny.
Yeah, boat. But I get fucking. I would love to just came back.
Have you ever gotten a woman because you've stated how much you like eating pussy? Like, have you been at a club, like a comedy club, and been like, I love eating pussy?
Yes, black chick who had a boyfriend who wouldn't eat her pussy.
Really?
And she went. Literally, I was on the phone with her, and she was complaining about her boyfriend not eating pussy, and I said, come over right now.
And I'll eat your
pussy. And it worked. And it worked 100%.
Oh, did she try hot sauce?
Yeah.
White boyfriend.
White boyfriend, not even.
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
Zach's tongue in my pussy. Hog.
Rat. You name it.
Because some girls, like, when you're into eating pussy, they're like, whoa, all right.
Yeah. Shannon, is that a sexy thing for you? If a guy's like, I want to just fucking lick that fucking...
Yeah, it can be, as long as it's actually good when it happens. Because I feel like the guys that say so much that they're really good at it usually are not.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like if they're Big like, oh, I'm J. so good at it.
Are they, what's bad kind of
That is a good point. And can I tell you, before you even answer that, the problem is every woman is different. It's right. different fucking roadmap right. to fucking orgasm yeah. island with these women.
That's really
so
true.
Some women want a lot of tongue. Some want to specifically focus on the clit.
Yeah.
Some women want just literally fast, hard on the clit. Really, really fucking hard.
Some yeah. women need to be
Eddie
tossed.
Van Halen.
Some women.
Eruptions.
<Yeah. laughs> Some women need a finger and the yeah. finger and the leg. Yeah. Some women don't want too much clit because it's too sensitive. It's fucking crazy. Yeah.
Some women need a T-800 to throw them through a wall. And that's just how it works.
Some women like one finger pressed gently on the butthole like you're hitting a high note on a recorder.
Oh. Yeah, but they won't say that, though. I find that they won't say
yeah,
that.
Some women like you to
playing an ocarina.
Some women like you to take an 18 wheeler and turn it on its side and go under a bridge
and then do a complicated. You gotta do a complicated somersault into a steel factory,
sawed off shotgun, blast it into her pussy,
and then another.
That's what her pussy looks like when 2000 breaks open.
Dan Soder, everyone.
And then an older Vecchione from the future comes to fuck her again.
Come with me if you want to come.
Live with me if you want to come.
Dude, yeah, you're right, though. Some women you just put your tongue to their pussy and they're like, whoa. Yeah, yeah. And then some women you're like, and they're like, all right.
Shannon, how do you like it? And please, Shannon, please put the sexy music on.
Music.
Come on.
It's not going to be sexy. Yeah.
How do you like it, Shannon?
I'm really annoying because it varies.
Okay.
It's always like a different thing.
Mm. Oh, you seasonal.
You're seasonal. Oh.
Sometimes like slower, less pressure works. Sometimes.
That's a nice winter lick.
And sometimes like faster, more pressure.
Oh, with... it's a hot summer march.
And then sometimes.
And then sometimes in the fall.
Shannon, do you think of a finger or no finger?
Sometimes.
Sometimes two yeah. fingers?
Yeah. Do you ever do you like the clasp, you know, where it's like one finger on the clit, one finger in, and then yeah. you fucking.
Sometimes.
Do you like a ring finger if he's going to make a commitment?
Whoa.
What about a fist, Shannon? Do you like an entire fist?
No, thank you.
What about the butt? What if he mixes in the butt?
Oh. No.
No.
Some girls like it where they're like, oh, you're going butt? Oh, you're back. Oh, your butt, you're back.
So, Shannon, sometimes a finger, sometimes not, sometimes yeah. slow, sometimes fast. Mm-hmm. That turned me on a little bit. The way Shannon said it, right?
Sometimes slow, sometimes fast.
Sometimes just right.
Sometimes just wear me like a feed bag.
But it depends on the guy's personality, Shannon.
No,
if he pressures you a lot, he should ease up when he's down there.
No, just on my mood, I think. I think yeah. it just like varies.
I think
throughout.
It's the opposite of whatever the guy's doing.
Do the other
thing. That's a great point. What if you just seen a bug in your apartment? Yeah. How should he do it then?
What if you just remembered you didn't pay your Con Ed bill? How should you do the pussy then? Shannon, is it distracting when a man eats your pussy if he goes,
What if he yells at your ethnicity? 10% Cherokee.
He goes, did your father grow up on the West Coast? You drink a lot of water.
Mm. Were you born in 75?
I'm getting hints of oak.
How do the young people eat pussy? Do young kids even eat pussy?
On Snapchat.
They right? call it, they TikTok. Say it's lit.
Yo, B, pussy be lit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. They're just doing wigger pussy eating.
Well, I tell you right now, this is sort of crazy. Have you noticed that?
Whole generation.
Wiggerhood has come back. Like,
oh, it's dude,
Wigger is just back. Like,
the
that's
Siths
that,
are
like,
strong.
That's what white guys are now. White guys are all just wiggers. We thought they died off. No, they just became stronger.
Do you want to know the telltale sign if a guy's wiggering out? If he laughs like this. Because only black dudes laugh like that. Only black people laugh like that.
Like Snidely Whiplash's dog.
Yeah, or eat the cat.
Yeah.
It's either that or like, but when you see a guy go like, dog, it's like, that's not your real laugh.
How do young people eat pussy now, Dylan? Because you guys are now, you have every sort of porn at your fingertips. Like, luckily, and I will say, like, my formative sexual years, I did have porn, but porn hadn't gone creative. It was a process to download porn. It's a hack premise at this point,
but you had to go find it.
Right.
You still, even on the internet, like you'd, it wasn't like my formative years sexually, it was like, I could see sex. Yeah. Now it's like you go to X videos or XNXX.com or Lobster Tube,
but
or
you're having like
Shush Time or you know, any of the Pornhub's a great one. Yeah. Any of these like tube sites, you can put in any combination of keywords.
Yeah, they can,
and it's
they can see anything.
So now it's almost like it is very weird.
They're like, I'm into crossing guards getting milked.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
So
like back when I was watching porn when I was like younger, I'd be like, I like to see him with big tits.
I enjoy some fake breasts.
I like big tits.
Fake.
And like right now they go, well, actually I'm into betrayal porn.
How do you like this deep? You gotta pick your emotion.
Yeah.
And so, then pick your fantasy.
It's like a seamless order where you can be very specific.
Yeah. Okay, so Build I'm into 1% porn.
Yeah.
It's where the richest 1%.
I'm into something called drafting, where you actually follow a conversation into a sexual encounter.
But yeah, I mean, it was back in the day. It was like, all right, I want a blonde.
Yeah, but then do you remember
that was it? That was like a blonde.
But do you remember when you
were the variety blonde, brunette, redhead? That's crazy.
Yeah. I remember those were the categories.
When you would watch porn or whatever, you get like a mixtape. It was all mixtapes.
Yeah,
and then you'd get to a scene and you'd be like, "Whoa, what's this scene?" You're like, two dudes banging a chick. Whoa, whoa.
What am I, gay?
Whoa,
just brush your teeth.
And then, but now it's like I feel like they can go. They're desensitized to everything. Where they're like, back, I love watching shit porn.
Dude, back in the day, it was like you'd have a porn tape, and it was, you know, an older brother, a friend. It was, we all have these porn tapes. You'd have these little jerk parties, regularly masturbating with my multiple groups of friends.
I mean, you say it so casual.
Yeah, yeah.
Never did that ever.
But when I alone, what I would do is I would have a tape. Okay, and I would do this with magazines too. With a magazine, it's actually even weirder with a magazine.
Yeah, that's good.
So with a magazine, I would, and by the way, when I was like selling comic book tickets, I would like live in hotels sometimes.
Yeah, Manhattan Hotel.
Yeah, Manhattan Broadway Hotel.
Yeah, you and Sport. Like, we used to smoke a joint outside of it.
Yeah, for sure. And I used to have to buy like 3 packs of magazines with a DVD. I bought a DVD player just to watch porn in my hotel room.
Yes.
Like, because I didn't have internet, I didn't have a laptop. This is before it was like a regular thing.
It was before iPhones.
Right. Yeah, way before iPhones. So, but I would take a magazine, and when I was younger, I wouldn't even look through it. I would just go the first page, and I'm like, all right, I'm just jerking off to the, and that's my girl, that's it.
What kind of weird Spartan training is that? Where you're like, you will come to whatever you look at.
He's monogamous with his porn.
Yeah.
It's one girl, I'm not cheating on her.
I'm a one-page guy, whatever. A lot of people point on the globe where they want to travel. That's like a thing they do, where they go, I want to go to this nation. Lewis goes, I'm going to come to this.
Well, no, I didn't want to waste it, because variety is the spice of life.
True.
So what I would do is, I would go like, all right, I'm jerking off to that one, I'd get a couple jerks into it, then go to the next one, then get some jerks into that one.
What if you weren't into it?
But if I keep on flipping through the pages and just jerking, I use that whole magazine.
Right.
I feel like I can get a good fucking...
You're like a Native American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For retake the bones of it. For only come to everything you can use.
And I would even go to the back, like to the ads, and it would jerk off to the little ads, like the 800 numbers. With, like,
or the ones where you could wrestle the ladies for like $500. Those were always the weirdest when I'd see those in wrestling magazines. You
apartment
know what
wrestling?
Yeah, where they'd be like, have a lady come put you in a scissor lock in your apartment. And you're like, that sounds terrible. I don't want that.
There's a few people that will never ever get signed because...
They did.
I think a few gentlemen may have done videos in luchador masks.
Oh, no way.
And whenever you go, why isn't that guy signed?
All right. I'm excited to talk that after the show. But... Back to the porn thing, I'm interested to know young kids eating pussy, because for us it was a thing of like, you eat pussy, and I think now they're like, whatever, bro, it's trill.
Maybe.
But are they even fucking? I don't even know if the kids are.
Do young
fucking?
People eat pussy now? Or are they fucking?
Yeah.
What's going on, Dylan? You let us know. Yo, can we get a hip hop beat while Dylan tells us, please?
Dylan's
not allowed to talk unless he's got a hip hop beat. From now on, I've decided this.
How old is Dylan?
22 years old. He's a young buck.
Yeah.
He's a young buck in the world.
You don't eat pussy?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
his name is
Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, we just said we did.
What?
Yeah, I honestly, I like pussy. I have girls, like, I usually ask a girl to sit on my face.
To sit on your face.
Yeah, that's usually my go-to.
That's an impractical way of eating pussy, young man.
What are you saying?
It's impractical?
That's the most practical.
No, it's just on you.
I think the kid's using gravity.
She has the body weight.
And then
she can dictate the
rhythm.
You guys are nuts. From behind, that way you got the butt right in front of you. You got the puss. You
from
got the
behind.
Whole,
well,
got the
behind.
Whole setup.
Yeah, because your face is flat. Your eyes are over her shoulders.
So, I never thought of why I like it. It's because of my flat face. It works up perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, I'll eat it from every angle, every which way.
I'll eat it in a tree. I will eat it with a fox.
I will eat it in a box.
I will eat a box with a fox.
Are dental dams a thing, Dylan? Dental dam, Dylan?
No way.
No way.
No, maybe the kids use them now.
We looked at female condoms the other day. Go ahead, Dylan.
What do you say? Are dental dams a thing?
Dylan, what?
Dental dams?
His name is Dylan, y'all.
I don't know what that is.
It's a piece of cellophane that you put over a girl's pussy.
Plastic wrap you put over pussy.
I barely use a condom.
Damn. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Dylan. Beat that pussy up, dog.
You know,
is Pete
pussy.
Davidson one of your idols, sex wise, to get to be like him?
Ariana is fine as fuck. I didn't want to fuck her, so.
Ariana Grande. Oh, did you want to fuck Ariana
Tough
Grande?
Tough stance, dude.
She's also from Boca Raton, so yeah, I wanted to fuck her.
Oh, you're from Florida?
Yeah, dude.
That explains a lot about you.
Of course.
Cut the music. I don't want him to talk anymore. He feels very entitled to talk.
I didn't realize
he was sorry.
From hey, no talking unless the music is playing, Dylan. That's your talking bed. I honestly think I might be more excited for the Dylan Harrington fight than you and Ellis.
Maybe. Harrington's fighting another dude. He's fighting Rude Jude's producer, John Matthews.
And Dylan?
Yeah, he's fighting...
what's the tune-up fight?
November 7th.
Tune-up fight? Harrington needs a tune-up fight?
Harrington's getting a tune-up, dude.
He's fighting John Matthews. Pull up John Matthews real quick for
I love Rude
show.
Jude.
Do you know his producer?
I don't know his producer. I might. I don't know. Jude's been on the Bonfire a couple times. He's fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So Harrington is going to fight this guy. Looks like it's going to be in Arizona in Lake Havasu. We're going fucking old school fucking...
On the river.
on the lake. Apparently they're doing like floating things where they're going to fight. And Shane Carwin might be there as like an equalizer. Just punch people. if they start coming too close to the water, Shane Carwin punches them back onto the
This is Rude Jude's producer.
Oh, yeah, is the guy in the MMA?
Boxing. The guy in the pink gloves.
Is his producer.
This is who Harrington's supposed to fight.
Dude, Harrington, are you... Oh, all right. Now, is this before or after Dylan's fight?
This is before. This is going to happen in a few weeks, apparently.
This is going to happen in November.
Supposed to happen November 7th. Team Rattlesnake. Harrington representing Team Rattlesnake. We're going out together. Whoa. I'm going out to promote the Ellis Jason Ellis fight. Get in Ellis's face.
When is the
get
fight?
Get his head.
When's Ellis Mania?
We don't know the date yet. Oh, for Harrington?
No, for you and
Ellis. For me, we don't know yet.
And then that's going to also be Dylan and Harrington, right?
No, we're going to probably do Dylan and Harrington before that, if I had to guess.
Oh. You're doing it as an undercard.
That's what I thought, too.
We'll see.
If I'm buying a pay-per-view, I want that as the undercard. That sells, you know.
Dylan, you got to start training, bro.
Are you training at all?
Is becoming a fight league?
He's not training at all. He's a liar. I just watched him lie to you. That was awesome.
He went like this.
No, I'm training as in working.
Oh, yeah. Dylan, let him know.
Oh, yeah, son. What's
let
up?
Him know. What?
Are you hilarious?
Hit him up.
You hilarious, dog.
Yo,
my dog, dude. You been through the struggle, dog.
Yo. Nah, son.
Nah.
It's time for Nah, son, with Dylan.
Oh, Nah, son.
Nah, son. I need someone in my corner, son. Oh. See my boss, son, Rattlesnake, he's on
as soon as he tries to be funny, it all falls apart.
Oh, I didn't want to be funny.
I want Harrington to put you to sleep.
Yeah, dude. You need to fucking chill. You need to talk like regular. We're making
fun
of you.
I'm going to start calling Mike Harrington the anesthesiologist. I am to fucking put you to sleep.
So Harrington's got two fights scheduled?
Harrington is a professional fighter.
Is Harrington just picking fights with people now? Fucking look so mean to me, I can fight everybody.
Me and Harrington's meeting me here after this. We're going home to train right after this. Come with us, Dylan. You little pussy, come with us.
That's not how you run a camp. Mike, can you explain? That's not how you run a camp.
Yeah, you got to encourage.
It was.
You need to work with Vecchione on your wrestling.
I'm working on my wrestling. I fucking hurt my knee wrestling. I keep on, dude, every time I work with a wrestler, what is the problem? Well, fuck you, dude. Let me say this, okay? Let me make this fucking
clear. He's bringing up something you haven't done in 21 years, and he's like, fuck you for doing that. Fuck you for doing that.
Dude, every time I get hurt, it's some fucking wrestler that Just they. What? Why do you guys have something to prove?
No, because well, guys. What but happened? But those guys, I don't know who you're wrestling with, but the guys who know what they're doing, you know how to not fucking
this
hurt
fucking
yourself.
18-year-old kid.
Yeah, that's what it is,
dude. He fucking. First of all, he like I'm bigger than him, but like I'm right. not an athlete. But he's like super like athletic. He takes dude. The first thing he takes me down and just slammed me so hard into the ground, like it shook my core. It
was
shook
this Gracie. Was this at Gracie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It shook me to my fucking core, and I was like, God damn, dude. And then another time he went to shoot in for a single leg, and it's like live wrestling. So right. he's really and I'm brittle. I don't have like my muscles
yeah.
built around my joints the same way that young athletic people do. It's yeah. like it's a really like so I fucking
you're an old fart.
Well, the cartilage. No, it's not even that. It's like you got to ease into it. You got to get your body used to
so
it.
So
the cartilage in his knees is shot from eating pussy in stairwells.
Those stairwell stairs really took it out of my knees. That's so funny.
So yeah, tweaked my knee a little bit.
Stairwell wear?
Yeah, tweaked my knee a little bit. That's what happened in the last fight. I fucked up my shoulder with a wrestler every fucking time.
Yeah.
But it's going well. I mean, I really enjoy training and learning this side of it. So even if the Jason Ellis fight fell through, it never happened. Jason Ellis gets hit by a bus tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I like the fact that I'm sort of, like, completely submerging myself into training and
right.
being friends with you as long as we've been. I can always tell from social media where you are in your dieting.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you're fat, Lewis, you're just hanging out, and all the posts are, like, about James or, like, Skanks or something. And then the second you start fucking getting into shape, just so many gym selfies.
Of course.
But just doesn't wrestling
holding
make
the camera
you...
being like, I'm ready for war. This is what I was born to do. Let the embers of destruction guide my fists. And you're like, shut up, Lewis. It's like, going by. Like, shut up. I don't fucking.
But wrestling puts you in the best shape of your life, doesn't it? Don't you find that?
Yeah. I mean, the problem is dude, it's so hard. Like boxing, like I can box and kickbox. I mean, my boxing and kickboxing cardio is, like, really good. Like, I can go, right now, I could easily do 10, 12 rounds boxing, 3-minute rounds, easily. I mean,
no
literally,
shit.
With ease. Right now, I do.
Your cardio is that good.
That's
tonight,
incredible.
Tonight, I will do 8 5-minute rounds of MMA sparring. Tonight.
With Mickey?
No, this is in closer to my house.
Okay.
So tonight I'll do that, and it's pretty hard sparring. Mickey's we probably do 6 or 7 rounds, 5
fucking
minutes.
Fucking badass, you're getting Mickey Gall to train.
And that's, but that with that's grappling, the grappling, it's like, dude, I went to a jiu-jitsu class on Tuesday night, dude, and like, we're doing live training, and I mean, I'm just like, at the end of it, I'm sucking air so hard. Like, I can't even, and it's whatever your body is used to. So, you wrestled.
Yeah.
You can go in and wrestle and grapple all day long, and you're just going to be like, oh, yeah, my body's used to it. And then you go and box or swim or run or do something else, and it just completely. So, that's where I'm at right now is I'm trying to get myself acclimated to the cardio that it takes to grapple heavily because it is just such a different thing that I'm not used to. And it's every fucking muscle fiber in your body from your fucking toes to your fingertips. You are putting everything into it.
Yeah.
And it's really intense.
Non-fighting question.
Yeah.
Has it made your pussy eating better?
My pussy eating, dude.
You
my
got better lungs?
Nom, 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 nom,
nom. She just stays, he stays down there for so long. Like, nom, 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 nom.
Yeah.
Are you able to train with at an outside gym with COVID? I have a gym in your place, right?
Yeah. We're training outside gym.
With COVID, or they test you when you get in there?
Would they do a gun to your head? Yeah. You got it, bro?
They go, be honest. Go, I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. They go, all right, go on. You can train. Go, oh, fuck. You got
pussy. All right. Eat my pussy.
They take your temperature when you go in. But yeah, I'm in Jersey. I mean, dude, Jersey's fucking. I don't give a fuck, dude. Jersey, everyone's like, yeah, bro, Trump.
Yeah, dude. I have a kissing booth. In Hoboken. Yeah. Come by. Pay $5. Get a smooch.
Nobody cares, dude.
Really? Jersey? Chris Christie is in the hospital. Did you guys know that?
Is he?
Yeah, he's got COVID.
Is that the governor of Jersey?
He was.
Yeah, he's also... Yeah.
He's also fat.
He's also the employer of Boba Fett. And yeah, he... I don't know. If he doesn't die... I saw Schultz tweet that. He was like, if Chris Christie survives COVID, I think it's bullshit. And I was like, no. That's a very good point. Because he is built to die from COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you get knocked out by Jason Ellis,
what
if he lands a fucking punch, flesh on the jaw, just right on the button,
like that? No, try it.
And you go
how
down.
How would he do it?
He go, watch out! Here it comes, and there it
Block. You see?
I don't know. Ellis is dude. I don't know. Ellis.
Both sides,
man. If you get knocked out though, will this still all be worth it? I mean, it'll be funnier.
Yeah.
That's the best part about being a comedian.
I don't believe,
your loss is still a win.
I don't believe that I would even feel it if I got knocked out. I mean, maybe. It would be way worse if he just holds back a little bit, and he's just like, no, I'm going to beat his ass for three round straight.
I'm hold him off. I want to go to the distance, go to the CADs. I'm walking to go to the CADs with Lewis, get a good score. He's like, I'm just going to embarrass him. Oh, dude, if he's mushing your head into the net.
He's not telling you he won't finish me.
Dude, I love Jason Ellis. Please do that. Please just like spank him, you remember? What fight was
Randy
that?
Randy Couture and Tito Ortiz.
Yeah, when he shot and he was spanking Tito. Yeah, yeah dude, spank Lewis.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that...
What if you knock him out? Does it make the friendship weird?
What, with me and Ellis?
Yeah, if you just fucking rock him. And I have a feeling that if you drop him, right, if you just connect, you would have like the stunned Lewis face where you'd be like, it's over, yeah. You know?
Maybe. I mean, look, people are really counting me out when, I mean, even right now, I feel better physically than I've ever felt, like right now, and I'm still fat. So we'll see what happens. But there's no real way to know. I'm not a professional athlete, so I can't really look at the tape on him and be like, oh, I can fucking, I know exactly what. I'm going to say that I will be by far the best I've ever been at fighting and at boxing, kickboxing, and doing jiu-jitsu, and hopefully that will be enough on that day to beat him. That's the only way that I can look at this. Him to go like, oh, my, I'm going to kill this guy. That's also ignorant because he has no fucking clue. He has no idea.
Yeah, watch the tape from, he watched
that, that means nothing. The Ellis Mania, that means so fucking little, dude. I mean, I was injured. I had no idea what was going on. It was so funny. I didn't even have to wrap my hands during that fight. It's fucking crazy.
Was Bisping, when he was in your corner, did he wrap your hands for that fight?
Yeah, but they do it differently for MMA. They use a little bit of tape, just very, very little bit of tape.
Just cover the knuckles, right?
Yeah. And my hand was broken during that fight. My hand was broken. My shoulder was subluxed, so I couldn't throw.
From training? What?
Yeah, from training.
Oh, wow.
My shoulder was subluxed.
What is that?
Subluxed.
That's
such a fat guy word.
Subluxed. I'm a subluxed. I got subluxed.
It's an older Jewish woman.
She goes, I am feeling subluxed. Oh, subluxed in my shoulder.
Ooh, I drank some milk. I'm subluxed.
Morty, my shoulder's subluxed. I don't think we can. So you were injured during that fight.
Every time I eat steak, I get subluxed.
I get a little subluxed. I got to take my Pepsi or I get subluxed.
No, it's like a dislocation, essentially. Okay. My shoulder was fucking popped out altogether. So if you watch that fight, my hand was down here the whole time. I couldn't throw hooks. I couldn't throw jabs. I threw the right hand. My right hand was broken in the fight. So even the one punch that I could throw, every time I fucking threw it, my hand was fucking...
God, you're a warrior.
I'm a fucking beast,
you're
dog.
A pussy eating warrior.
Dude, I eat pussy. And I fight with broken limbs.
Dude, God, you're like an old samurai. You live by the Bushido code of sucking pussy and fighting.
Pussy gives him strength.
Old samurai rule must eat a pussy and fight an Australian man. I fight a Jason Ellis. Dude, look at
Harrington.
Harrington getting body confidence coming in here with
Harrington.
Tight little white tee.
Lewis has started a Cobra Kai.
Yeah, dude. You're Johnny Lawrence. This is you wanted a podcast network, but now what you have is a dojo.
Harrington's my first member of Team Rattlesnake.
Do you call him Pupil? Pupil! Enter!
I think Harrington should fight Martin from Poster.
Oh, man. I love Martin too much. I don't want to see him get punched.
Harrington. Harrington. What's up,
yeah!
Bro?
Look at Harrington.
Wow!
In the T-Tucked!
Jesus!
T-Tucked! Yeah, he broke a sound portal.
I hate him so much.
Dude, what a Harrington entrance. Even when he does good, he breaks something.
Harrington, show him a little bit of shadow boxing. Show everyone.
Harrington is lean.
I don't want to show Dylan a thing if I can avoid it.
Okay.
I'm
no, you can't avoid it. Mike, shadow boxing.
How much weight have you lost? You look great.
About 45.
You look fucking great, dude.
Holy shit.
Thanks, guys.
You honestly, like, I was kind of joking around when you walked in, but I'm seeing you. You look fucking awesome.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. At first I thought Dylan was going to just fucking smoke you with his cardio. But
let's see. Let's get the camera on.
I don't know,
him.
Man. You might be turning my bed around.
Let's see. Show a little bit of shadow boxing.
Show what you got, dude. Show up, 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 whoop. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
There you go. That foot movement right there.
Yeah.
Dylan, is this intimidating you?
Dylan, is your wiener shrinking?
Dylan, is this intimidating you?
Look
a
at this.
Bit?
Look at this,
right?
This guy's going to move your couch for you. This guy's going to bring in a complicated order for you.
He's going to set up your Omigo bidet.
You got an oil leak. He's going to find out where. This guy eats pale sandwiches for lunch.
Yeah, this kid.
And Hungry Man's for dinner. dude, Dylan, I don't know.
He'll set up your son's bed.
Yeah. He can tell you why your drains aren't all clogged. Just household items.
This
kid's going to take out your trash. This guy will retile your roof. You don't want to see this. He's an animal. He's non-union. This guy's a real non-hearing animal.
He's a scallywag.
This guy's
gonna shovel your driveway.
He's gonna, he has to use your tools. He has to bring his own tools.
He'll eat thunder, crap lightning, and fall asleep in your vestibule.
He's gonna creep out your daughter when he's fixing the trampoline.
He's gonna probably forget his deodorant.
This guy will ask if you got a cigarette.
Oh, man, I'm excited. I'm excited to watch Harrington.
This guy's going to borrow $10 from you. This guy dated your sister for a week and was rude to her. This guy.
Man, I hope
this guy will stand in your parking spot for you while you come around the block. This guy will tell you that there's a fire truck down the street and that's why the street's backed up.
That's just a random
thing. By the way, real thing that happened here, he fell asleep outside there one time.
Yeah.
And the landlord took a picture of him and sent it to Ralph and went, "Is this yours?"
Yeah. That is fucking great. Honestly, the way Harrington's living right now is like in a biop of a great boxer, but just knowing Harrington will never become a great boxer, this makes it way funnier.
No, dude, I am the Cinderella man.
Yeah.
Dude, I was going to say, you know who else wasn't just a great boxer? Rocky.
Is Dylan in an MMA fight?
God, no.
No, it's boxing.
It's boxing.
But I would make it an MMA fight in a heartbeat if these guys had the fucking just testicular fortitude.
Because I would love to see Dylan just land an awkward like knee to the head and then Harrington just cussed out. Like,
Harrington, would you do full MMA rules with Dylan? Because we have time. I'll give him more time. And Dylan, he hasn't been training any MMA at all.
Mike Harrington's a different person. He's like, Harrington's like on an episode of Hot or Not. And Dylan looks like he was just doing fucking Quaaludes with Lil Peep. I don't know who the young rappers are.
Dylan's got a new album out on SoundCloud.
He go, yo.
Yo, Dylan.
I'm trying to hard, dog.
Dylan, how do you feel?
Yep.
Oh, my God, dog.
No, son.
His
hands is dangerous, dog. And Harrington's like, I'm a different man than I was when I walked in. Through Jesus Christ and hard training, I've changed my life. Dylan's like,
yo, these shoes is ill, dog.
Dylan's overdosing on Sprite and Flintstones vitamins.
Yeah, he's like, yo, for real, son?
Dylan, how do you feel about about Harrington shadowboxing?
He wasn't even breathing. While he was doing it, he wasn't even breathing. He has a fight coming up that I'm going to get to watch. He's never going to change his style. So I get to come in. Everyone,
study the tape.
You're not reaching me. I'm 6'3", dude. You're not reaching my chin.
You ain't going to touch me, y'all.
Everyone knows that the Wigger Spider's coming for you.
I've been watching MMA diehard since 2012. I thought I'd be able to jump right in this, too. So, Dylan, please, God, don't
I've also been watching fucking NBA. I can't dunk.
Mike Tyson was my height, Dylan. And you're taller than me.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
Muhammad Ali was how tall? Dude.
What a way to fucking bring him to zero. You go, the king of knockouts was my size, and I'm a little tyke. That's a weird flex to do, where you go, I'm a little man, and Mike Tyson was tough.
Hey, I don't want to...
But he's right. He's absolutely correct. Tyson didn't have reach and knocked motherfuckers out.
Tyson had speed. Tyson also wasn't lightning homeless. Speed, though.
Well, Tyson actually was homeless. Read his biography.
Yeah, maybe you should.
So basically, Mike Harrington is living the life of 14-year-old Mike Tyson.
Oh, no, I bet he has pigeon friends now.
Dude, we go on the roof and Harrington's just got birds, but he doesn't have a cage, so they're all fucking just mean. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I named this one Lewis. It eats the other pigeons' pussies. Man, I am ramped up for non-professional fighting.
And this is going to be an Arizona?
No, his fight is going to be in Arizona.
Your tune-up fight's in Arizona. Are we going to be able to watch that online?
Yeah.
On what? Give us, I mean, dude, you got
We're trying to figure out the details, but it's supposed to be Ellis Mania Fight, their Fight Island thing.
We'll have a pay-per-view in Queens.
Dude, we'll watch it. We'll order some pizza.
Yeah.
Cheer you on. And, and if you want to get me on your side for the Dylan fight, wouldn't mind a Team Rattlesnake t-shirt.
Ooh, we got to get a Harrington Team Rattlesnake shirt going.
I want a Harrington and a Lewis. I want 2XLs.
I'm going to get Harrington sponsored. We're going to get him a sponsor. He's going to make a little bit of money. Look at
Harrington. You're dodging my question. Dude, I want a Team Rattlesnake shirt, Lewis.
If you can dodge a question.
Can you dodge a punch? You just hit me? I'm like, ah, stop, Lewis.
That's part of my training. I dodge everything.
Yeah.
Dude. Child support.
I can't. God damn
Black
it.
Amico.
God damn it. Zekle snake. Yeah.
All right, Harrington, get out of my face. Okay. Harrington's putting together my kitchen hutch after this. Thank you. He really is.
Are you as Miyagi? Show me Harrington time. Show me upload the podcast. Show me tweet the link.
I make Harrington drive because I have a permit, right?
But dude, when I you shot down something that I wanted to see on Legion of Skanks so bad.
Well, Lewis's driving test?
Yes. I want to see Lewis and Dave do a driving test on Skanks.
Well, I have a permit, so I have to drive with other licensed drivers. But when Harrington is driving,
when it's light outside, you can only drive when it's light outside.
When I am in a hurry, I make Harrington drive because he gets speed.
I love knowing people from New York who are fucking in their 30s with children, and they're like,
and I get behind the wheel, and it's a lot.
Meanwhile, I was drunk driving at 18, and yeah. I'm like, how do you not know how to do that?
Well, if you want to know the truth, I failed my first written driver's test.
Come on, do a driver's test on Legion of Skanks.
First of all, it was way harder than I fucking possibly thought it would have been.
Yes.
Because I took the practice test online, and it was 50 questions, and I got, I think, the first time 41 out of 50, right? And I never even looked at the book, and I was like, all right. And then I took another practice test, and I got 50 out of 50, and I was like, I got this.
Right.
No, they throw in really specific questions on the actual
very
test.
Specific.
To know, like, if you're making a right turn from the middle lane, which lane do you turn?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Can you turn into the
but that
lane?
You can deduce that from just using logic.
Sometimes
it's things like other things, yeah, where it's like a junior driver's license, whatever, blah, blah, blah. What hours can you drive from? It's like, you didn't read the book, you don't know.
Oh, that sucks.
Right. So I ended up failing it the first time. And then once you get your permit, you have to wait 3 months to get your license.
Can we put together a Legion of Skanks driving test that you and Dave fill out where it's like skank questions, but
sure,
in the format of it? I want to watch you and Dave do.
Can
like
I tell you why I killed the bit?
Yeah.
Because I know this was a Big J idea.
No, it was my idea.
It was your idea.
Yeah,
okay, I was about to trash the idea.
Yeah, you could trash the idea. I'm fine.
As a radio bit, you got to think it's like we're going to sit here and take a test.
You're not a radio show, though.
It's the same shit.
You're a fucking podcast, and it's more about the driving test of Jay in the passenger seat with a camera rigged.
Yeah, you put a GoPro in.
GoPro, right. Do a GoPro, and then you and Dave.
I mean,
around
you can
where
make
the
it episodic.
Is.
Lewis parallel parks.
Yeah,
that's an episode
instead of cones. Interns.
Yes, oh, that's so funny. God damn it! See, this is what Zach does. He just comes in and adds.
Can I tell you why? Because it's just not that interesting to watch me drive well. Like, I'm not a bad
driver.
You're
not going to drive well.
Yes, I am. I got a license when I was 16.
You have a permit, child.
I got a license when I was 16, and then I moved to New York City when I was 19. I drove for years.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I'm not like.
But Dave hasn't.
Dave hasn't.
Yeah. That is true.
Dave's a true city kid.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And
how
when do they you all do to heroin see Dave when they're show five. His ass? Like Dave is always. Dave's never the one.
He's always informed. He's always smart. Have him drive, dude.
Maybe we'll see. Let's see if we can do.
I'm gonna bring this fucking bit
please,
to life.
I want you to bring it to life. Let's see. Let's see.
I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to quit the bonfire and just produce
it's
for
this. It's the problem with people that are talented. They have terrible ideas.
What?
It's fucking awful.
Oh, the presidential election?
That was my idea, Dan. You said it as a little fucking joke, as a funny little bit, because you're a funny guy, right? You're like, oh. Yeah.
And what
then
happened?
Me as a
truth
fucking,
to power.
I'm not that talented, and I'm a great producer. So I recognized, I was like, oh, that's a real thing that could be good. And then I said, let's go do that.
Ah, but here's the thing about being a fancy boy. You just take credit for all the work that you did.
Okay.
He really does just Steve Jobs his way through bits.
All right, really quickly, we have to thank Cushy Dreams for sponsoring today's show. I love Cushy Dreams. If you guys don't know, it is 100% hand-trimmed, delicious, amazing, unbelievably high-quality CBD-enriched bud. This looks and smells like the best weed you'll ever smoke in your entire life, except it does not contain THC. That means it's 100% legal in all 50 states, and it really is a great way to consume CBD. I use topicals. I use the gummies. I've used every type of CBD you can use, and I've had a lot of CBD sponsors. Cushy Dreams, they make it smokable, and it's so much less subtle. Zach, I don't know if you ever deal with anxiety, but
yeah, absolutely, and it's the ritual of it. The second, it's like the same as you would want to have a cigarette or you would want to have a drink.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. It's like it takes the edge off the same way a cigarette would take the edge off for me. And I'm not getting stoned. I use it in my bong now. I stop using they have pre-rolls, but I like it in my bong because I can just pack one little bong hit in the morning. As soon as I get up, I take one hit and immediately I feel my anxiety lifted. It's great for inflammation. It's great for sleep. It's great for, I mean, literally, if I would say do a little research, see how CBD can help you. For almost any sort of affliction, CBD does have an application because the idea of CBD, it brings your body back into homeostasis. Not that I really understand what that means, but essentially it allows your body to operate at its optimum levels, at its highest levels. It helps your body heal itself. Shut up, Shannon. Stop fucking mocking me for saying homeostasis. So right now, if you guys want to try Kushy Dreams, go to cushydreams.com. That is K-U-S-H-Y dreams.com and use the promo code RAP. You're going to save 20% off your entire order. Once again, that's cushydreams.com. Use that promo code RAP. Okay, let's get back into it. Let's see. These are so what's going on? Netflix has been indicted for the Cuties film. That's fun.
Wait, they've been indicted where? By
Texas.
State of Texas?
Yeah,
but like the state of Texas. I'm sure
they're mad because it's a movie about a Muslim girl.
Yeah, they go, hold on a damn second. Islam should not be streamable.
Streamable.
So, but I will say now, look, I have personally said that I thought we watched some of the scenes on Legion of Skanks, and even us, like, we were like, whoa, that's fucking weird. Because they literally show, like, young girls, like, slapping their pussies, like, crazy. Have you seen any of the movie?
No, I don't care to.
It's wild. It's wild. And, so there are people that are defending it. And I understand, at the very least, I do understand the debate where you go like, okay, it's a piece of art. And sure. I understand it. It was still very uncomfortable to watch. I still was like, okay, I felt like I was viewing child pornography. Even though I know that's not what it was. But at the same time, everyone can agree that it's a debate, right? Because everyone's debating it. I will say that I don't like the going down the road of indicting a streaming service on some sort of criminal charges based off of a piece of content that somebody created that is debatably, you know, just a piece of art, right? Yes. It's not, you know, I think that maybe there's a question about if you should fucking, you know, if the parents let their kids be involved in this movie, you read the script, you see these scenes, very, very provocative. There's definitely some questions there. But I think it's a slippery slope to go down and say, well, now there's a piece of content that we are going to hold Netflix criminally accountable for. It's just,
They should start with some of the fucking specials they've been putting out.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
They should be indicted for some of the horseshit comedy they've been pumping for 5 years. You fucking stop it. It's a fucking, outside of the Top Dogs, it's a hack machine.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm fucking sick of watching it. And it's like they're giving specials to lip-syncing comics and shit. It's like Netflix. Why don't you be better?
Be better, Netflix.
Be better.
Yeah. Why don't we indict Netflix
on having shitty taste? And there's so many great comics that have to put it out on YouTube for free because Netflix is like, well, it's not our, you know, what we're going for. Fuck that.
Yeah. No, I agree. But it's at the same time, let's see. They've officially been indicted on criminal charges that allege the movie promotes lewd visual material of a child. Netflix continues to defend the film. Yesterday, their spokesperson released Cuties as a social commentary against sexual
abuse. Man, imagine working for Netflix and having to defend it. You're like, I don't even care.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they are. I'm surprised that they didn't drop it immediately. Usually when they get a little bit of pressure, they just drop it. They completely cave.
Yeah.
I think if they drop it now, it's admitting that they're right. That
once they lose too much money or they lose too much, it's pressured the right way.
The problem is people don't care enough. Nobody actually canceled their fucking Netflix account. That's the problem, right?
I don't think that's true. Some people did. A lot of people. I think they lost a lot of people.
Lost anything. I think the amount of press that they got and the amount of people that were talking about it was outweighed the amount of people that canceled their Netflix subscriptions.
Yeah. They could show Real Murders and just be like, what, are you going to go back to TV?
Yeah. Are you going to go back to an episodic fucking sitcom? They're fine.
Yeah, it's
let us know who shot JR, faggot.
Just do that. Like, suck our dicks.
I was watching the news this morning, and it's so funny.
This is JonBenet, hot or not.
The news, it's such an old school way of like laying it out. What the fuck is that? Harrington, shut the fucking dog up. Shut it up.
Whose dog is it?
Put it down.
Don't do that.
Uh-oh. Kill that dog.
Dan is a dog owner.
I'm a dog owner now, dude. Who's the good boy?
If you ever watched the news recently, it's still like straight up like old school. It's like you know, now it's time for the news, right? Go to Chuck with the weather. And then Chuck goes to the weather. He's like, thanks, Connie. Now Connie's at the White House. And it's like they sort of pass it around. You're like, why are you doing it that way?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the point of this? Why isn't just one guy being like, all right, here's
the weather.
Here's this.
Well, you look at New York One, and that's what they do. New York One
is great.
New York One, they should be smoking a cigarette. They go, guy got killed in Queens. It's kind of fucking hot out there. I don't know. I'm here all day, dude.
Fucking wife won't stop busting my balls.
He goes, it's New York One.
Everybody.
De Blasio's a piece of shit.
It's the same 9-minute cycle. Yeah, I really love it, dude.
Yeah.
They don't care. New York One is unapologetic.
New Jersey 12 is.
Yeah. No, but well, everybody
I'm in Jersey now, so I don't have New York One.
So you got New Jersey 12.
I got to watch it.
That's the New York One of New Jersey.
New York
heroin's back, and this is how you make a chopped cheese.
There you go. And Cats is coming back in 2021. I don't know. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, but that's how I like that. It is way, like, whatever, all the, like.
Like 10-10 wins, news on the ones.
Right.
Like, I would like all my information in a five-minute.
If you look at the
blast.
Way, like, people are consuming content, like, no, there's no Instagram or YouTube channels that are like, it's like, well, now it's time to give you. It's like, nobody's doing that.
Well, so
you can present the news in a way that's more palpable for young people or just sort of the way that people want to, you know, consume their content.
No, it has to be on all the time, 24-hour news cycle. Like CNN, they do a story, but it's all commentary
now.
Well,
CNN is ridiculous. CNN,
well, all of them are.
I mean, they came back from fucking... It'll just, like, come back from, like, President Trump speaking, and it'll go to, like, an anchor, and then it'll just be a person staring at the camera in all sincerity just crying. Being like, can you believe this is our president?
The thing that bugs me even more
than
news
anchor
is everything is always breaking news.
Right.
Everything. There's never not breaking news on CNN. Right. We're like, breaking news. What is it, Wolf? What happened, Wolf Blitzer? And he's like,
yeah.
Stuff's still the same. It fucking sucks. I hate it.
Well, I mean, but how boring were those debates? I didn't even watch. Me and Harrington watched maybe 20 minutes of the debates at the end, the vice presidential ones, right? But the next day.
That was a real debate.
Everyone's talking
Biden
about.
Biden is a professional wrestling man.
Everyone's talking about a fucking fly.
So funny.
Yeah.
And everyone's talking about.
It was so funny, though, dude, because he was just talking, and I was high as fuck, and I was watching, and I was like, that's a fly on his head. And I was like, I hit my girlfriend. I was like, that's a fucking fly on his head.
But I mean, how boring is it that the story it is a fly? And then also. The chick being like, or Kamala Harris being like, I'm speaking. That was like the big, like the big fucking moment.
She's like, are you done?
I'm speaking.
Are you done?
I'm speaking. And women are like, that's right, girl.
Yeah.
You tell him we're fucking speaking.
Every divorced guy goes, that's when you want to get out. That shit starts flying. You want to get out. That woman is ornery. The problem is, and I'm sure you've had this experience, the Trump-Biden debate was like a fucking insane woman that you date that's like, I just shit in your bed and I love you. And you're like, what is this? And then fucking Kamala Harris and then Mike Pence was just like a regular woman who's like, do you want to go out to dinner? And you're like, I'm used to dating women that piss on the floor.
Yeah.
Can you get fucking crazy on me? So the 24-hour news cycle, listen, CNN and MSNBC love having Trump as president.
Right.
They make so much fucking money.
But he's right. It's never about what it's supposed to be about. It's about the fly. It's about her being snarky. It's never about.
Yeah,
like,
but how long
I still don't know
been?
If we're going to have pre-existing conditions. Yeah. That's kind of important.
Who knows? It's so funny.
But isn't that like the JFK Nixon debate was that JFK looked great and Nixon was a sweaty mess?
But then they said if you listen to the radio,
Nixon won.
Yeah.
Because Kennedy was stumbling over his words.
It's just very funny. I love the hoorah, like, you know, I'm speaking. Like, it's like that's what you need to feel empowered. Like, that's like, I mean, I don't know, like, if that's it, right? This, and I'm not even being shitty to women here, but it's like, women are like, you know what? That's right, girl. I'm speaking. What a moment. It's on t-shirts now. I'm going like,
is it really?
Just fucking be inspired, you fucking dippy idiots.
I felt like
all it took was some fucking woman being like, I'm speaking, and now you're inspired. If you have it in you to be inspired, read a fucking book. Look into the fucking sky and look at the clouds. You'll probably find something that's as inspiring as two fucking words that this bitch said.
But
it's just sort of a crazy thing that you need that sort of that validation, and that becomes the big thing. I just feel like people spend so much time waiting for things like that. I'm like, that's all it took? Just somebody saying, I'm, and now you want to go fucking change the world? Look, I'm Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
Come on.
I'm speaking. And another thing I'll say, and I don't want to get fucking political, and I know people are like, dude, you fucking promise not to get political, but it's like, it's just at one point you hear them saying these talking points, all of them, the vice presidential candidates and the presidential candidates,
they're all the same.
They say the thing that their party says, or they want you to hear, like, whatever the little news thing is. So she's like, the president has refused to condemn white supremacy. And as soon as they say something that you go like, well, that's not really what happened. And I smell the bullshit and I go like, well, don't treat me like a fucking chump. And they do. Everyone does that so much that you watch. And after 10 minutes, I'm like, I'm sickened. We're literally just you're speaking these points at me like I'm a fucking moron.
Well, I couldn't watch the full debate because it was like it's just the same thing over and over again where they're like, they're not going to answer the question they were asked. They're going to go back to the previous question when the other person said something. So the fun way to watch debates is if you pretend Kamala Harris and Mike Pence are on a date and their friends are breaking up and they're taking either side. That's the exact argument where she's like, can I talk, Tom? Can I talk? Because what you don't know that Megan's been through, it would just look like a couple fighting. Fucking dumb.
It would be interesting if they fact checked everything on the spot.
Yeah.
If somebody said something, like, okay, now just wait.
Yeah.
And they had somebody fact check it right there on the spot. And then the moderator go back at them.
I love that.
Because what they're saying is not, neither of what they're saying is real.
Yeah. It's very it's a crazy time.
Why don't you put the debates on Netflix?
Ooh,
sandwiched in between cuties.
We'll just fucking have girls smacking their pussies.
That 9-year-old girl twerking is really making me think that this finance plan might not be what they're actually promising.
Can somebody please just superimpose cuties behind the presidential debates? Okay, really quick, I got to tell you about Yo Kratom, which is an incredible sponsor. Shout out Yo Kratom for sponsoring my entire fight camp. But if you guys don't know, Kratom can help with things like physical pain. It can help with things like withdrawals from opiates. It can help you deal with Dylan. That's why Shannon takes so much Kratom in the booth, because Dylan gives her a headache with all of his wiggerdom.
They call her the Queen of Kratom.
Queen of Kratom. Kratom Queen Shannon and Lee Heyer. The thing is podcasting. I love Yo Kratom. Okay, I personally don't use Kratom, but if you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over the age of 21, get it from Yo Kratom. Don't buy it from a gas station or a smoke shop or anywhere else. If you guys don't know, Yo Kratom is home of the $60 kilo. $60, that's really, really cheap in the world of Kratom. It's about half the cost that most people are charging. And if you guys are in the market, get it sent directly to your house. You don't have to go out to the store. You don't have to go out and have an interaction with some fucking weirdo. You can have it sent directly to your home, shows up in your mailbox, you got your Kratom, you're living your life like a fucking happy old hoe. All right, yourkratom.com is a website. Go order some now. Okay. Where were we?
Oh, we'll definitely.
So I guess I'm the only one who watched Hubie Halloween, huh?
I watched Hubie Halloween. It was horseshit.
Is it bad?
Bad.
It's not as bad as some of the others, but it's bad.
Mm.
It's he's too old, man, to be the saint. How many times do we have to watch a movie where a pretty blonde lady falls in love with a retarded guy who lives at home?
I don't wear sweatpants.
it was too close to some of the others.
A brain injury.
It's also just a retarded guy. Yeah. That's the
He's
character.
Retarded. Yeah, retarded.
That's hilarious. We didn't realize Sandler was just playing Tardo.
But it was less weird when he was 20 something.
Yeah.
Right.
Now he's
like a 50-year-old retarded guy.
Can a middle aged guy be slow?
Yeah, but he's wearing sweatpants and untied boots. You're absolutely right. He's mentally retarded.
The cobbler was the worst thing I've ever. Like, the cobbler was so bad that an hour into it, I wasn't sure if it was a comedy.
Wait, really?
It's like he's a guy that a shoe when he puts on their shoes, he becomes them. But he just he gets a Chinese guy's shoes and he just does Tai Chi in the park. No jokes. Or he gets Method Man shoes and he's just a criminal.
What?
There's no jokes in it.
Do you think Sandler reads the scripts anymore? Or they're like, hey, we're going to make a Halloween movie.
Tim Hurley writes and directs.
All right.
The same guy that did the old ones.
I don't know what's going on. There's a weird, we're in this transition period with movies where
movies talk like this because they don't have the right chemicals.
Well, there's a lot of money being thrown around with like Netflix and like Amazon and YouTube, and they're like, oh, we want to get into the content creation space, and they're throwing way too much out way too fast. A movie used to be like a big fucking deal. A new movie is out.
Right.
Holy shit.
Right.
There's fucking 8 new movies out that you can see this fucking weekend, and that's it. And now it's become so easy. So what I've noticed, it is a lot of the Hubie. It's like every scene is a new cameo by a guy that was in another Adam Sandler movie at one point. And it's supposed to be like this like little pop that you're like, I don't fucking care, dude. Just make it funny.
Right.
Be Happy Gilmore. You know what I'm saying?
But
when
you could do something like Precious Gems, and everyone's like, God
uncut.
Damn, dude.
It's Uncut Gems, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Precious Gems? What was
Uncut
Precious?
Gem.
I usually watch Precious and Uncut Gems
two screens and then go back and forth. And I try to act like doing the same thing. With Uncut Gems, everyone was sucking his dick. And they were like, yeah, this guy's going to get an Academy Award.
Right.
It's like, just pick those projects.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, why don't you just pick those projects?
Like it was
by the way, he's
too.
Not doing bad. So like the murder mystery he did with Jennifer Aniston was pretty funny.
Yeah.
He did one where him and Chris Rock like were in a house together. Yeah, and their kids are getting married. Pretty
well,
funny.
At least there's a movie. These are movies, right?
Yeah, but they're all.
But they're not
Netflix.
Marvel. I thought movies were all like dominated by Marvel and Disney and big budget and everything else. Any story that you wanted to tell had to go to Netflix now. Or had to go to some kind of streaming. There's no more movies like that anymore.
You don't think that we're going to go back to having just like a solid comedy or drama?
No,
it's not
no Dana
I think
Gould
the platform in a movie, it's too much pressure to make
Dana
money.
Dana Gould said it's impossible to pitch a movie right now that doesn't have Iron Man in it.
Yeah.
I watched Bill and Ted as well.
I want to watch that. I haven't seen that.
I heard it was good.
It was okay. I mean, it was just sort of like, it's almost my same problem with Bill and Ted that I had with the new Ghostbusters.
They lean too hard on the past.
They do this thing that distracts me the entire time, and it doesn't allow me to let myself get into the story, right? And so Bill and Ted have two daughters.
Yeah.
And the daughters act like them.
Yes, I saw the girl that acts like Keanu, which I actually kind of liked when I saw the trailer.
Hate it.
You hate it.
It's just like, they wouldn't act that way.
Yeah,
they wouldn't act that way. So you have the daughters, right? But have them just be their own fucking people. Give them their own personalities. Same thing with the Ghostbusters movie. It's like, oh, you got to have the nerdy one and the chunky one and the black one. It's like, so you have to sort of take the identities, and it's just so, it's so campy that it makes me sort of roll my eyes preemptively. And I never got over rolling my eyes during Bill and Ted, whereas I did get over rolling my eyes during Ghostbusters. I actually thought Ghostbusters was pretty good. People hated on it so much that I sort of let my guard down. I watched it on a flight and I was like, oh, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I had that experience with the new Jay and Silent Bob, but then Ben Affleck came in and swung his thick cock around and saved a movie.
Really? There was a new Jalen Silent Bob.
It was.
I saw them doing promo stuff.
Yeah, it was like, it was a reboot of Strike Back.
Yeah.
And most of it, you're like, yeah, this is fan service. I get it. And then Ben Affleck has one scene. He walks in, saves the movie, and walks out.
Oh, man.
Wow. He delivers a, I can't believe this isn't 1997 level monologue.
Damn, dude. That's what I love. What I love about Affleck,
the fucking movie.
What I love about Ben Affleck is he just stays smoking butts, and he's just like, he destroyed his life for pussy. Like, you see the guy, he's like, yeah, dude, I don't know. I got a thing for hot puss. Like, I get it, Ben. Yeah. That picture of him outside smoking has never made me like an actor more.
Yeah.
You know that one where he's like, oh, you can just see him having a long day and he's ripping a cigarette. I'm like, dude, fuck yes, Ben Affleck. I love you. And I didn't like you in the early 2000s.
I like
hated Affleck.
Yeah. Ben Affleck's cool. Got no problem with him.
Right.
I didn't mind him as Batman. People hated him. Yeah. People hated Batman.
I mean, the Justice League movie was garbage, so I'm excited to see the Zack Snyder cut. But I think that's what movies are going to be now. Four-hour things that they can put out as miniseries.
Yeah. Is that going to go to the theater? It is, right?
No, that's going to go to Max.
The new Batman's on HBO.
No, Justice League. The Snyder cut of Justice League. Because
this is my problem with... And Zach, you grew up reading comic books.
Yeah.
And so did I. And I think we always were like, oh, can you imagine if they made an Iron Man movie and then they did it and comic book fans were like, wow, they actually did it well. Like they nailed it, but now it's too... It's what Danny Gould said. You can't make a movie without putting a superhero in it. Now every fucking superhero of all time is being made into a movie where they're just like, The Boys, I love the show. Doesn't follow the comic at all, but that's all right. Because if you know what I mean? But it's like... Everything that I like, they've made. They've done. There's multiple fucking Batmans happening. There's multiple flashes.
Batman, it's like crazy. It's like they're like Batman already exists. It was like, we know.
So
we're
going to
do another
cool,
Batman.
They're doing a cool thing with Flash with Flashpoint, where they're going to try to tie all the universes together and saying like, because Flash did time traveling, there's like several different outcomes, and they've cast Michael Keaton as Batman again.
Ooh.
So they're going to have that Batman. I think they're going to have Affleck's Batman, and they're going to have one more to be like, see, it's all ties together.
Ah.
And then that's a smart move on DC to be like, hey, we kind of fucked up, and we got to bring it all in.
Yeah.
I love it. We're going to wrap up here in just a second. I want to plug a couple things because we didn't do our plugs, Zach. So real quick, plug.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my show, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight here on the network. Tonight we are watching From Beyond. And if you're listening live tomorrow night, I'm at the Bel Air Diner drive-thru with my movies, Return to Newcomb High, Volumes 1 and 2 at 10 and midnight. Not only can you come in your car, there is seating as well. So come and hang out with me all night.
You know what's up. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. Get the entire on-demand library for all of our shows. Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, No Disrespect, Shannon Lee Hires, The Thing Is, Ding, and many, many more. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. You get access to everything. $8 a month. You keep the membership. You have thousands of hours of content at your fingertips, streaming anytime you guys want, ad-free and uncensored. And you get to be a part of the Racist Live Chat, which we didn't even incorporate into today's show. I feel bad. We should have incorporated the Racist Live Chat. In fact, Shannon, pull up a Racist Live Chat message. Anything racist, just let them know right now. Read their messages. It's fine. What else is going on? I got some stuff coming up. Uncle Vinny's coming up in December. Atlantic City coming up in December. So look out. I'll be posting some more information about that. Launching a new website as well right now. LewisofSkanks.com. Give it about a week. It'll be up. That's really it. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say about that.
Good luck. God bless.
Thank you, everyone, for watching the Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Monday with another great show. That's that, right, Shannon? Goodbye.
That's all, folks.